the first stuff was. So he said, therefore, I'm telling you, let go of the milk, now feed yourself. Get serious, do not joke, do not fool around anymore. Just do it. This was the first. Good? Or you want me to go back? I could even go further, because no, I want to make this is exactly like book one or book two. Remember, if somebody doesn't get first story, the rest will be very difficult, really. You have to get the first one because he's a master. As simple as that. Every master knows that if you want to teach, this is something that you should learn and apply in your private life, maybe. How to talk. Because normally, if you listen carefully around, you will see that the people will kill you before tell you what they want. First, they bring in some nonsenses. Then they go through some details which are irrelevant. And at the end, maybe they come back after your mind is exploding, they come back to what they want to say. Okay? And it's not that bad, especially if they want to prolong the conversation for any reason. It's good. But a teacher, a professional teacher knows that. First session, you should give them the base, open up front, to understand what the subject is, what you want to talk about. In a lot of writing styles, there is this style to keep the suspense or provoke your sentiment and all of that. But in teaching, it's that simple, and he knows that. So he told you one story, which was the king and handmaiden, and you remember that everything was explaining that. Book two, he did the same. Do you remember how many times I went back to the beginning? Three parts, becoming weak, not following your ego, and the image of Khalil, believing in the beautiful image of a human being. He went back to that. Here is the same. His first story is a short story. He made it long, and he even divided it to three paragraphs with the same title. Remember? He said, the story of the elephant, let's go back to the story of the elephant, the remaining of the story of the elephant. Because he wanted to make sure that there is one story that you remember. The first story. The first important stuff when you want to expand your knowledge, expand this wisdom, learn it all. Do not get fooled by four big words, quotations. So and so, Socrates said this. Do not eat the babies of the elephant. That was the first thing he talked about. Remember? All was about what? It was that, first of all, in the first paragraph, he said, listen, I told you these transport fellows are one. Now, understand that they are one particle of that main body we're talking about. Do you remember we talked about half? These are somehow, you could say, here's something like that, you could say that these are a part of me itself. Is it? These transport fellows are just like me. And he came to the conclusion that you do a lot of stuff which are useless. There is only one thing. The main mission of you is to become better. Attend to that. This path is the most important stuff in your life. Then second paragraph was a little bit longer, and he said, do you remember I told you that you could smell something? And the smell is a very good lead. Do you remember that? Do you remember I told you when you don't see something and you're very, very far, at least you could smell? Do you remember that? Now remember that. That these fellows you're going to follow, they could smell. So you shouldn't smell selfishness and greed and all that. They would smell it. Means while you're doing it, do not try to fake something. Because the fake stuff doesn't put the heart at rest. Remember? The heart will not be satisfied with the lying. So no cheating. Because everything is obvious. The elephant will understand you have eaten that. Then the conclusion was something that you should remember always. He said, remember, if you do all the stuff wrong, but your heart is good, those wrong stuff are good. If you do everything properly, but your heart is no good, don't waste your time. There. Third paragraph was very simple. Then came to the conclusion and the point we are today. The conclusion, he said something else. Let me tell you, if you want to pray, you have to have a clean mouth. And I know you don't have. That's why I'm telling you this. Your mouth is not clean. So, be in a way that the other people will pray for you because you haven't sinned from their mouth. As simple as that. Do not wish something good for yourself, because that's greed, that's all that negative animal stuff. You want to wish something good? Wish good for we. And be a good person, then we will wish good for you. Then you are a winner. This was the paragraph last time. Tonight, we go to an officer, yes?
Explanations helped for the first time for me to understand this, and actually this surah or ayah will help people to understand of the light and all this, and how come when you're saying appear and you try hard and this, so that you could be guided. It's all in this surah, so I just wanted to share it with
you. I appreciate that, give me the surah, but remember this is what this stuff is all about. You remember so many times you heard from me that here, we are not here to give more knowledge to you. Because we don't need more knowledge is necessarily good. Here is the knowledge of how to put all you have together to think. Because whatever we give you is not knowledge, it will be information. Knowledge is that you connect the dots, because nobody could teach you everything and nobody is supposed to. So I'm glad it happened.
Tonight, who is the guilty party?
Peter.
Yes.
Read it.
It's
189, I believe.
Showing that the supplicant's invocation of God is essentially the same thing as God's response to him.
Okay. You look at it and you will see it's a long one, long paragraph. And he's going to talk about something that is very delicate but very important to notice. This story is simple. Somebody was always calling for help and being happy with it. They're not. Satan came to him, means his intelligence was provoked that, what is this nonsense? You're calling and calling and calling and there's no answer. So, aren't you ridiculous? Guy felt ridiculous. Stopped.
The solution comes where?
In the dream. Remember, you should move from... The king saw the impotence of those doctors, so he went to the mosque. Remember? So, we go to the dream. In the dream, okay, an angel came. He said, why aren't you calling God anymore? He said, because there's no answer. What do you say to the fellow? So you haven't read what the angel said. Silly fellow, that chance and that feeling, that hall given to you to call, that's the answer to your prayer. But that's where the exception comes in. You should be lucky to be able to call, because there are some other stuff to think about, and the ignorance will be the first. Now, let's see how Rumi said.
One night a certain man was crying Allah till his lips were growing sweet with praise of him. The devil said, prithee, O garrulous one, where is the here am I to all this Allah? Not a single response is coming from the throne. How long will you cry Allah with a grim face? He became broken-hearted and laid down his head. In a dream, he saw Khazar amidst the verdure. He said, hark, you have held back from praising God. How is it that you repent of having called unto him? He said, no, here am I, is coming to me in response. Hence I fear that I may be driven away from the door. He said, that Allah of thine is my here am I, and that supplication and grief and ardor of thine is my messenger. Thy shifts and attempts to find a means were my drawing and release thy feet.
Let's go back. Have you heard about this? Do you remember? Do you remember when Rumi talks about what is the best to hunt in this universe? He said the only thing which is worth it to hunt really is love. But guess what? Nobody could hunt love. Why? Because love is a hunter. You should get lucky, love will hunt you. So you should be good enough to be hunted. This was the explanation, right? Here, let's go back. But before that, there is one word here, which in translation is, here I am. Here I am is doesn't do. Labbaik is more than that. It has more acceptance and confirmation.